Upheaval, Breaking Point, Chapter 32, Those Who Must Fight.
Pay attention, Recruit Applejack!
Infantry Captain Ironjaw's sharp reprimand caught Applejack like a whiplash. She nearly jumped and turned to look at him, only to remember that Two Cold was currently trying to leave some hoofprints on her face. She jumped back in time to avoid a couple of hoof strikes, one of them narrowly missing her nose.
"What's the matter?" Two Cold asked. "That's the third time you've been distracted."
He swung his forelegs again.
"If you won't take this seriously, then I really am going to break your face." "Sorry," Applejack said. "I'm serious this time."
The two of them clashed heads, then tried to push the other back. Two Cold was slightly bigger than Applejack, but she didn't give a single inch. All around them the sounds of fighting filled the air. Ironjaw had split them into pairs and ordered them to spar as part of their training. He stood at the center of the fighting, calling out glaring mistakes and giving tips. Several older members were also roaming about, making sure that no pony got seriously injured, as well as making corrections. While they were expected to do their part during battles, the new recruits still had training to do during the lulls of the siege, such as the one they were in at the moment.
"All right, that's enough," Ironjaw barked. "Fall in."
The noon sun was already shining when he gave the order. He had his platoon start training in the early morning with breakfast barely settling in their stomachs.
"Get to the mess hall and quiet those guts. The rest of the afternoon will be for marching drills."
Applejack groaned inwardly as the platoon made its way to mess hall. She didn't like marching drills. She didn't even understand why it was so important to know so many formations and how to stay in them. Still, she was glad for the break. Lunch wasn't much to look ahead to either. A bowl of plain grass and D-grade winter moss was all that waited for them. Applejack munched away stoically, trying to remember when the last time she had an apple, or any fruit for that matter. As she set her glass of water down, however, she noticed what appeared to be a small cupcake next to her bowl. A little suspicious, she looked around to see if the others had one. They didn't. She gave the piece of pastry a tentative sniff and took a bite. It was quite sweet and still a little warm. The small bits of apple in it almost brought tears to her eyes. The cupcake felt like an apology for the rather bland meal, an apology that she was more than willing to accept. She looked around again, wondering how the cupcake got there. She found her answer by the far end of the mess hall. By the entrance to the kitchen, Pinkie Pie was looking over at her, waving excitedly. With a smile, Applejack waved back.
"Guess it pays to have friends over at logistics," Two Cold said.
Embarrassed, Applejack put her hoof down and looked around to see if any pony else had seen that. To her relief, only Two Cold seemed to have noticed.
"You can have a bite if you like," she said.
She offered the half-eaten cupcake to him.
"No thanks," Two Cold replied. "It's already too small for you."
With a shrug, Applejack finished the cupcake with one more bite before washing it down with water.
"So what's wrong?" Two Cold asked. "You've been out of it all morning."
"Huh?"
"And there it is again. Sorry, I was just thinking." "Well, thanks for telling me that much. Mind telling me more? Maybe if you get it off your chest, Ironjaw can stop calling you out."
Applejack hesitated a bit. Two Cold had been a good friend to her ever since she joined infantry. Surely there was no harm in telling him. Besides, he was probably right. She needed to talk to some pony. The problem was that she didn't know just how to talk about what was bothering her. Her mind went back to what happened that morning. She had awoken to find Twilight sitting by a desk and reading one of her books. Normally, this would be an innocuous scene. Finding Twilight with her face buried in a book was about as strange as looking up and finding the sky. Finding Twilight reading a book while bound in fresh bandages and her face swollen and bruised on the other hoof was another story. It didn't stop there. There was no disturbing Twilight, no good mornings, no questions about what had happened, nothing. She looked so focused that Applejack was afraid of going over to nudge her. Then there was Rainbow Dash. Something had come over her ever since her earlier outburst after the first Woven attack on Bastion City. The change wasn't spectacular or even physical. It just felt that Rainbow was more distant and more eager to get out and get back to training. The exchange that morning made it clear that something was wrong.
Hi, RD. Got a minute?
Not really. I have to go, Applejack. The flight captain's gonna kick my flank if I'm late.
Let's talk about what happened the other day.
Look, the past is the past, all right? Stop getting all touchy-feely over every little thing.
Applejack could only hope that this distance was simply because Rainbow thought that her new flight was cool, and not because of some other sinister reason. That Fluttershy, Rarity, Pinky and Spike were doing well so far was a welcome relief. Perhaps being away from the front lines helped.
I'm worrying about some of my friends, she answered.
What happened? Too Cold asked. He set down his empty bowl.
Are they hurt? Well, Twilight's looking pretty hurt. Crazy Phyllis making a habit of it, too. I heard she took on some raiding Wolven infiltrators yesterday.
The admiration in Too Cold's voice was unmistakable.
That fire over the west section of the city could have been worse if it wasn't for her and Vanguard Clash. Darn it, Too Cold. How are you getting all these stories?
Applejack eyed the stallion suspiciously.
Do you go around every morning picking up gossip?
I've got a good ear for these things. Looks like Twilight Sparkle is racking up the heroics.
Applejack set her glass on the table just a little too forcefully.
Yup, I'd be happy for her if I could be happy about what it takes to do some heroics out here.
Too Cold finished the last of his winter moths.
So what's this about? He asked. You don't like that she's doing so well?
No, it's just... Darn it, I'm no good at this. It's just that she's changing. Rainbow too. The scary part is that I think I'm changing too.
You can't have possibly expected to stay the same as the pony you were in the Heartland when you ended up here.
Applejack finished off the rest of her water.
I know that, she answered. But all of us came here so we can stay together. What's the point if we all just fall apart now?
Maybe it's not as bad as you make it out to be, Too Cold said. How long has it been since you've been here anyway? Give yourselves time to settle down.
Applejack exhaled and stood up. Lunch was finished and the rest of the platoon was heading out.
I hope you're right, Too Cold, she said.
As the platoon made their way back to the training grounds, Applejack noticed a commotion over at a distance. She nudged Too Cold and pointed towards the gathered ponies.
What's going on over there? She asked.
That's a unicorn mage training area, Too Cold said.
They're doing sparring too. Some pony must be putting on a show.
Applejack galloped over.
Let's take a look,
she called after Too Cold.
We're going to get in trouble for this,
Too Cold called after her.
Oh, what's a hay,
he muttered. He galloped over as well. The unicorn mage training ground was similar to the one that Applejack's platoon used. It had large, wide-open spaces and dummies for target practice. The scorch marks on the ground, however, made it clear that it was a place to practice spells. Applejack and Too Cold forced themselves into the crowd of unicorns to take a look, while Too Cold tried to squeeze into every available opening and apologized to any pony he accidentally shoved or stepped on. Applejack rammed her way in. She looked around the crowd of unicorns to see if she could find Twilight, but was met with no success. That meant that her friend was the center of attention of a crowd once more. The memory of the last time that happened was still fresh in her mind. She swore that if she saw Twilight tied to a post again, she was rushing to stop it, Prince Tirado's orders or not. They made it to the front of the crowd to find two unicorns squaring off. One of them was a red-coated unicorn mare with a fluffy, bright pink mane. She looked slightly older than Applejack. The other one was Twilight Sparkle. Applejack had to look closer to make sure. The mage coat hit the pony's flank, making it impossible to tell if there was a cutie mark or not. The purple coat was definitely Twilight's, as was a straight, dark purple mane with a stripe, but something else made her hesitate in identifying her friend. It was the eyes. This pony's face was swollen and beaten up, just like Twilight's face this morning. Some of the swelling had gone down, letting her see with ease. This pony's eyes focused on her target with an intensity that Applejack had never seen in any pony. These were the eyes that didn't see the gathered crowd, only her opponent and every opportunity to win. Her lips were pressed in a thin, grim line as her horn flashed with magic again and again. The other unicorn was dodging for her life while bolts of purple energy flew from her opponent. Two of the bolts missed and struck the ground heavily. A third one pounded her back with the force of some pony's kick. Before she collapsed, the unicorn fired several bolts of pink energy from her horn. They flew straight towards her opponent, only to fizzle when an enormous purple wall flashed in front of their target.
"Even Cloudfree," one of the unicorns next to Applejack said. "Damn, that Twilight Sparkle's kicking a lot of flank." "I don't know what happened yesterday, but she's really on a tear now," another nearby unicorn replied. "She's already proven that she's the strongest recruit. Now she's just beaten her first senior mage."
The name the unicorns used confirmed it. This was Twilight Sparkle. As Applejack shifted her attention to the crowd, she noticed a familiar black-barded pony watching.
"Vanguard!"
she called out. Vanguard Clash noticed her and motioned for her to come closer. She did so with Twocoat behind her.
"What are you doing here?" he asked. "Don't you have training of your own?"
"We saw the commotion and we just thought we'd check," Applejack replied.
"Oh, so it's we now,"
Twocoat muttered.
"You're being a fussbucket again, Twocoat. You're here too, aren't you?"
Twocoat sighed.
"Yes," he said. "I'm here too."
"So what in tarnation is going on here, Vanguard?"
"It started as your typical sparring training," Vanguard replied. "Well, that's what Captain Allside told me. Apparently Twilight taunts their sparring partner in less than a minute, then repeated that result for the next two who gave it a shot. One of the senior unicorn magi thought that the chosen recruit was acting too high and mighty and challenged her. You just saw how that ended."
Applejack watched as Twilight let out a long exhale and dusted her hoofs. Some of the recruits were cheering, while the others simply watched her warily. Twilight didn't look happy with her victory. The way she paced around, Applejack wondered if she was waiting for the next one to step up. No pony did. Applejack spotted Mage Captain Owlside, who looked ready to take that challenge.
"That looks like fun," some pony yelled from the crowd. "May I go next?"
The crowd of unicorns parted to reveal the pony who had just shouted. It was another unicorn mare. This one had a dark blue coat with a deep purple mane and ringlets.
"Night canter," Applejack heard Vanguard say in exasperation. "Of all the times."
"Who's Night canter?" Applejack asked.
"That's Special Operations Captain Night canter to us," Twocoat said.
Mage Captain Owlside walked over to Night canter. The two of them started talking, but Applejack couldn't hear what their conversation was about. Eventually, Owlside allowed Night canter to step into the sparring ground against Twilight, who looked shocked for a couple of seconds before composing herself. Night canter then looked over to Vanguard and winked.
"You gotta stop this,"
Applejack told Vanguard.
"Twilight's awesome and all, but she's not ready to take on a captain, especially not with her face like that."
Vanguard was quiet for a while before answering.
"I'd stop her," he said. "Then I'd have two angry unicorn mares to deal with."
He turned his attention back to Twilight. Applejack did the same, then realized why Vanguard answered her that way. Twilight looked ready and eager. She wanted this. The two unicorns squared off. While Twilight had a serious look on her face, Night canter had a confident smile. Their horns flashed with magic at the same time, followed by cheers from the gathered unicorns. A bolt of purple lightning erupted from Twilight's horn and streaked towards Night canter. Applejack nearly jumped at the sight. That was fast, and that bolt looked dangerous. Twilight was trying to get the jump on Night canter with a ridiculously fast spell right off the bat. Night canter had not been caught off guard, however. She jumped to the side, narrowly dodging the bolt, then cast her spell. A globe of darkness enveloped Twilight, making it impossible to see what had happened to her. As quickly as it had appeared, the globe of blackness dispersed like fog. Twilight's horn shone with bright light as she emerged from the darkness.
"Did you see that?" Vengard asked Applejack.
"See what?" Applejack asked in return. "Twilight being amazing?"
"Night Kenter cast another spell as soon as Twilight used the daylight spell to disperse her darkness. She timed it so that the bright light hit the flash from her horn."
"I didn't see her cast anything. Besides, I don't see anything else happening."
"Neither does Twilight. That means she just lost."
"What are you talking about?" Applejack asked with a frown. "They look evenly matched to me."
"It looks that way to Twilight, too," Vengard replied. "But looking doesn't get you far against a pony like Night Canter."
A barrage of tiny energy bolts, each one the size of a small apple, flew from Twilight, forcing Night Canter to gallop about, dodging them. They struck the ground with the force of hurled rocks and kept on coming. Twilight had concentrated on a sustained offensive to keep her opponent from retaliating while wearing her out. It seemed to be working. Night Canter was no longer smiling as she continued to dodge. Applejack could only wait until the inevitable happened. Sure enough, it was a panting Night Canter who stood in the middle of the sparring ground, with bolts of energy coming at her from all directions. The bolts struck simultaneously, only for all of them to pass right through their target. They struck the ground all around her as if she were made up of nothing but air. Night Canter simply stood there, grinning sheepishly. Gasps of surprise came from the crowd. Applejack saw Mage Captain Owlside shake his head in disappointment. Night Canter simply faded away. Puzzled, Applejack blinked several times to check if her eyes were playing tricks, then looked around. Twilight ran forward to look around as well. Another moment passed and Night Canter appeared out of thin air right next to her. She draped a foreleg over Twilight's neck and said something before patting her on the shoulder and walking away.
"What did she just say?"
"She said, checkmate," Vengard said. "She usually follows that up by slicing your throat open. Like I said, Twilight lost the moment she failed to notice that last spell."
The gathered unicorns began to disperse. From the way they talked, they hadn't had lunch yet. Night Canter walked over to Vengard and brushed against him.
"Did you like what you saw?" she asked.
"You went too far, Captain Night Canter,"
Vengard answered.
"Oh, don't be a fool," Night Canter said.
"These drillheads thought that she was just showing off. Your whipping partner was looking to improve herself through experience. She'll be better prepared for that trick the next time, and she'll thank me for it as soon as she stops looking so shocked over there." Night Canter shifted her attention towards Applejack.
"And another one," she said. "Have you turned all these chosen into your harem, Vengard?"
Vengard didn't grace the question with an answer.
"So what do you think of Twilight Sparkle?" he asked.
"Dangerous," Night Canter replied, her face serious now. "She's accumulating too much power too quickly for the time she's spent out here. Apparently, some pony pulled a few strings to give her access to a bunch of advanced spellbooks."
"She has a talent for it," Vengard said.
"I'm not doubting the talent, but you're being far too trusting of your new whipping partner, Vengard. If she burns out, the flames will take out more than just her."
"Her heart's in the right place, and I'm watching out for her."
"You'll forgive me if I'm not very assured. Pyrvella is still out there, remember?"
Vengard didn't answer, and Night Canter went on her way.
"What was she talking about?"
Applejack asked once Night Canter was a good distance away.
"What did she mean by Twilight burning herself out?"
"The two of you should get back to your platoon," Vengard said. "If you stay here much longer, it'll be the whipping post for the both of you."
Applejack stayed there for a while, still waiting for a proper answer from Vengard. Too Cold grabbed her by her harness and started dragging her away.
"He's right," he said. "We're in trouble enough as it is."
As she let Too Cold drag her away, Applejack glanced back one last time towards Twilight. To her concern, her friend was smiling. It was a smile of triumph, despite losing, and, try as she might, Applejack couldn't bring herself to be happy for her friend. Night had fallen upon the barrier lands once again. While most of the legionnaires active during the day had turned in for some rest, the ponies of medical remained wide awake. Dr. Redbrand had ordered every pony under his command to stay awake and alert, with the Pegasi of reconnaissance making their first raid on the Woven Army. They will be injured once the mission was over, and every available hoof was needed to tend to them. Among these ponies was Fluttershy. Unlike some of her fellow recruits, who grumbled over lost sleep and extra work, she needed no incentive to stay up and ready to help. Rainbow Dash was a member of Flight Red Wing, one of the flights assigned to take part in the raid, and she was worried that her friend might come back injured. She had been there just as the two flights were taking off, so she could wish Rainbow good luck. She even tried cheering, but worry turned her already feeble voice into a half-dead mouse's squeak. In response, Rainbow had looked at her with mostly indifference and a slight hint of embarrassment. 10 hours passed as Fluttershy waited for Flight Redwing to return from their raid. From her post, she could hear distant howls and the sounds of battle. Eventually, those sounds died down, and she saw the glow of firelight coming from where Flight Redwing and Flight Stormdawn had headed to. Throughout the waiting, a scene kept replaying in her mind. 2 Pegasus ponies flying a nearly dead Rainbow to the ward, her trying everything to save her friend, Redbrand offering his flask to Rainbow before closing her eyes for her, all of her friends lamenting the loss. Finally, Fluttershy heard the sounds of wings flapping, followed by the sight of Pegasi landing nearby.
"Don't just stand there waiting for the injured to be brought to you," Redbrand barked. "Get over there and help!"
The medics swung into action. The 2 flights had suffered plenty of bolter-related injuries. 1 pony had lost an eye while another had a crumpled wing. Fluttershy took care of every injured pony that came her way while keeping an eye out for Rainbow Dash.
"Hey, Fluttershy, over here!"
Rainbow's voice caught Fluttershy by surprise, causing her to tighten her current patient's bandages a little too hard. Ignoring the angry yelp from her patient, she looked toward the sound of the call and found Rainbow and Scarlet walking towards her. To her horror, Rainbow had a large gash that ran from the left side of her snout to her upper lip. Her leather chamberon had been torn around the area. Her right foreleg also sported a vicious claw mark that was still bleeding. In addition, she also had several abrasions all around her body. Despite her wounds, Rainbow was grinning from ear to ear.
"Rainbow!"
Fluttershy cried in a panic.
"You hurt! What happened?"
"This idiot got clipped in the wings and took a tumble,"
Scarlet said between laughs.
"You should have seen her jumping around like a mad pony while the wolven were running after her rainbow-marked flank."
Scarlet was so busy laughing that he didn't notice Fluttershy's angry glare. She focused her attention on Rainbow instead, forcing Scarlet Rabbit to her periphery.
"How about your wing?"
she asked as she grabbed the disinfectant.
"Can you still fly?"
"I'm fine,"
Rainbow replied. She raised the wing in question, revealing a small wound just around the tip.
"It's just a bunch of scratches. You should have seen me, Fluttershy. I was awesome. No panicky random flying like the other day. I was a lean, mean, wolven shooting machine."
With that, she poked Scarlet with a hoof.
"I got 7. You owe me a drink, Scarlet."
"I gotcha," Scarlet said with a grin. "We should celebrate your first successful raid anyway. You better hold your liquor because I'm not paying for pony puke. On second thought, I might if it comes out rainbow-colored."
Rainbow Dash laughed while Fluttershy gazed at her warily. She had seen Rainbow laugh plenty of times, but the sound coming out of her friend's mouth sounded so different. The sound reminded her of a bear's angry growl or a snake's warning hiss. An ominous and dangerous sound. Something was terribly wrong here. The merriment from the 2 of them disturbed her and took away any relief she felt over Rainbow being safe at the end of her raid. Her eyebrows furrowed as she focused her attention on Scarlet Rabbit. It was him. He was doing something to Rainbow Dash. She didn't know what or how, but it had to be something he was doing.
"You should get some rest,"
she told Rainbow Dash.
"Are you kidding?" Rainbow asked. "Scarlet's buying me drinks. I'm not resting yet."
"But you've never drank a drop in your life."
"Well, tonight sounds like a good time to start. You okay, Fluttershy?"
I'll be fine."
Fluttershy finished the last of the bandaging.
"Okay, then. Thanks for patching me up. Let's get those drinks, Scarlet."
The two Pegasi trotted out of the ward merrily, leaving behind a very concerned Fluttershy.